Across Massachusetts, demolition crews are ripping out walls, sometimes taking down entire buildings amid one of the biggest construction booms in decades. But there are concerns that this rampant renovation is creating a new wave of workers exposed to an old enemy that causes cancer, asbestos. Reporter Beth Daly, with the investigative news outlet The Eye and WBUR's Martha Biebinger, begin our story on the fourth floor of a building in Boston's downtown crossing. Here's Martha.
Henry Aguilar, a 32-year-old Guatemalan, stopped short when he saw the cracked brown tiles stuck to carpet he was ripping out.
I don't know that much about asbestos, but I mentioned it to the boss. I think this might be asbestos. And he said, no, it's fine.
The next day, after working without a required respirator or protective clothing, after sweeping up broken tiles and tossing them into a dumpster, after wearing dusty work clothes home to hug his two young nieces, Aguilar says his boss at Skinner Demolition revised that answer.
Then he told me it was asbestos, but the job was already done.
Two of Aguilar's co-workers confirmed his account. We tested the tile. Aguilar had stuck a piece in a plastic bag, which Beth took to ProScience, an environmental lab in Woburn.
Pat Weekly looked at the tile under a microscope. She saw chrysotile, the most common type of asbestos.
It's a very soft, silky fiber. It has kind of a satiny sheen. It's rather pretty.
And potentially deadly. Aguilar's broken piece of brown tile was 7% asbestos.
That's a pretty high number. When we cut it, we can see all these fibers poking right out of it.
If a worker raises questions about asbestos, state officials say their employer is supposed to stop the job and check. An attorney for Skinner Demolition says the company is investigating Aguilar's allegations. WBUR and The Eye investigated too. We found that Aguilar is likely one of hundreds, possibly thousands, of employees who are handling asbestos in Massachusetts without the required protections, putting themselves and the public at risk.
The state issued almost 24,000 asbestos permits in 2015, a more than 50% increase over 5 years. And those are just the licensed projects, not the ones that turned out to be asbestos, like Aguilar's tiles.
While the volume of projects was building toward an all-time high, the state of Massachusetts was trimming inspector jobs and losing experienced asbestos staff. The number of environmental inspections dropped by 50%.
Fines shrank even more, and no one in 50 interviews we conducted says that's because the industry is doing a better job of protecting workers and the public from asbestos. Now, some public health experts warn that lax oversight amid a surge in renovation could trigger a new wave of asbestos disease and death. The problem is, we won't know for 10 to 40 years.
Asbestos festers. About 10% of workers will develop asbestosis, which is permanent scarring of their lungs. 1% will learn they have mesothelioma, a cancer that typically kills patients in 1 to 3 years.
I have a breathing tube down my throat. In 3 chest tubes, I keep my lung inflated to take out fluids that might be in there and so on and so forth.
Mike Denon, who's 63, describes a picture of himself in the ICU last December, his second major surgery after he was diagnosed with mesothelioma. Now, after 6 rounds of chemotherapy, he's trying to build stamina by lifting weights and walking.
It'll draw you down to points where you don't know if you're going to be able to carry on or not.
Asbestos is not dangerous as long as tiles or insulation containing the mineral are left intact. Denon says the fibers that lodged in his lungs may have flown out of pipe insulation he removed on Martha's Vineyard back in the 1980s. Just 4 years ago, doctors diagnosed mesothelioma.
A handful of European countries track the health of asbestos workers from the time of their first exposure. In the U.S., asbestos workers are supposed to have annual breathing exams, but we could find little evidence this happens routinely.
Denon says he should have been screened because many employers knew asbestos was present and dangerous.
Companies took profits over people's health and well-being, and people were dying. I mean, yeah, and people still continue to die.
This year, in Massachusetts, inspections and fines are rising again. Department of Environmental Protection Deputy Commissioner Gary Moran says the agency is building an experienced staff and getting more agents out to sites.
We prioritize our inspection activity based on complaints targeting bad actors. So we do think we adequately address public safety. We think we have been able to do that effectively.
But in the midst of a demolition boom, some inside the asbestos industry say cutting corners to avoid safety expenses is common.
If you're trying, it costs money. Everything you see costs money.
Alan Alson owns the Alson Company in Methuen, which does asbestos removal. He and other companies estimate safety measures done right can be 20% of a project's cost.
Alson flicks on an air pump. Under federal regulations, a sample of workers must wear the device to determine how much asbestos is in the air. Alson says some of his competitors who underbid him skip this test, or don't seal rooms to contain asbestos dust, or don't provide respirators.
There's workers out there that are being exposed that shouldn't be. Their occupants in the building are being exposed. It's time that this industry does get cleaned up, because the general public is the one that's suffering in the long run.
There are more than 4,000 new cases of asbestos-related diseases in the U.S. every year. That rate was supposed to have peaked by now, more than 40 years after the federal government drafted rules to limit asbestos exposure. But it has not.
We asked Dr. Ralph Bueno, chief of thoracic surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital, when he thinks asbestos-related lung disease and cancer will fade away.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Bueno says it's hard to predict because we cannot measure exposure to asbestos from demolition, and we don't check to see which imported products contain asbestos.
I'm not trying to be a scaremonger, but we just don't know. It may not be a problem, but it's very hard to answer your question.
Experts say as older cities are renovated, there are some established facts. Asbestos is the most common cause of occupational cancer. According to federal standards, there is no safe level of exposure. Cora Roloffs, an independent occupational health researcher, says there are some unknown risks you face when you take a job. Asbestos is not one of them.
This is not a mystery. We can prevent exposure. We know how to do it, and we know that asbestos and exposure at work is harmful. This is like number one preventable disease, so we should do it.
Some health experts say the U.S. should join the 58 other countries that have banned asbestos. But Henry Aguilar, who found the asbestos tiles in downtown Boston, says workers need more help with the threat they face on the job now. He's worried.
Mostly for my family. It's contamination that I'm bringing home.
The company Aguilar works for, Skinner Demolition, declined further comment. Workers there voted recently to unionize, hoping for better pay and safety protection. 11 Skinner workers have filed a state discrimination complaint alleging they were not paid sufficient wages and were not protected from asbestos.
There are roughly 3,400 licensed asbestos workers in Massachusetts and an unknown number exposed to asbestos through general demolition. Amid a maze of rules that often aren't closely monitored, it may be decades before we know whether scarred lungs or cancer are the legacy of this reconstruction renaissance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
And I'm Beth Daly with DI.